Boat owners and operators in Barbados have a big concern. Head of the Barbados Boat Owners and Tourism Services Association, Andrew King, explains.
As of the 28th of April, we now have no facility to lift our vessels out, either for maintenance or should we have impending bad weather. The haul-out facility, as we knew it, there opposite the roundabout down at the bottom of University Road, close to the port, that has been officially closed. And we are nowhere near where we should be in terms of having a possible replacement. We were told that it's going to be closed to facilitate the expansion of the Shaladraff Marina. But we asked and we pleaded and we begged not to have this facility closed, because having this facility closed not only affects us as tourism-based operators, as private owners, but it also affects our fishing fleet. So we know for sure that the fishing harbour at Concept Bay has been closed for much needed renovations. Mm. So there's no possibility of vessels at this point under an emergency situation to be hauled up at Concept. Thus, with the closing of the haul-up facility as we know it, it now has some serious challenges that will befall us all, not only from the sports fishing industry, the private owner industry, the private owners that own vessels in Port St. Charles and Port Ferdinand, but it also affects the ability on how we maintain the fleet of commercial fishing owners that from time to time need to take their vessels out of the water for service.
I understand it has cost implications as well.
Well, the alternative to traveling to a neighboring Caribbean island, you know, the average cost could be between $15,000 to $20,000, because it is a cost to travel from Barbados to the island to have your vessel pulled out of the water. And, you know, you have the maintenance done, and then you have to get back to Barbados. So it's an expensive cost. The alternative to being able to lift a vessel out of the water, you know, I just to give an example, with one of my vessels, I got a quote from a company locally that says to me they're prepared to lift the vessel out of the water, just to lift it out, for $2,000. They're prepared when I'm ready to put it back in the water for $2,000. So that's $4,000. Now, with the current haul-out facility, it costs me on average about $1,100 to take the vessel out of the water, do my maintenance, have it dry dock for 3 days, and then lift it back in the water. But $4,000 to lift it up and lift it out has nothing to do with taking it somewhere to safely store it to perform the maintenance. So I do know that there are ongoing discussions. We remain very hopeful that they'll be concluded very shortly. But in the meantime, as of today, the 6th of May, there is no way safely to lift the vessel out of the water in our island.
Have you had discussions with anyone about that?
Oh, several discussions. We know there's a brand new haul-out facility that's coming, but it has not been started as yet. We do not have a definitive start date.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.